So if I can come a long way, what can you do? You can come a long way. That's exactly right. The reason God raised up this little nobody to let you know that, hey, it's possible I can use anybody. All you got to do is make yourself available to me. That's all you got to do. If I can heal the sick and do miracles through this old boy Thurman Scrivener, let me tell you, I can do them through you. Because guess what? There ain't no difference between me and you. I'm flesh and blood just like you are. I have the same problems. And just like my wife, the other day I'd been out working. You know, I mean, I was really working out in the heat. And boy, I mean, I was soaking wet with sweat and I hadn't been in the house all day long. And I come in the house and she said, "Oh, honey, hi." And she comes and gets about this close to me. She said, "Whoa, you need a shower." So see, I'm just like you. When I sweat, I don't smell good. You know, although this woman loves me, she got about 3 feet from me. She said, "Whoa, you need a shower." A dirty bug, see? So we're all that way, right? Even though she loved me, she didn't want to touch me after she smelled me. So praise the Lord, I don't blame her. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name you shall cast out devils. This thing, you have power over the devil. If you walk in obedience to God's word, you have power over the devil. And you shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents, which is the devil. And if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. If you happen to get stopped on the highway with this flu injection, and this may come to pass. It could possibly come to pass. If they stop you somewhere and they say, "You've got to take this shot or else," then you say, "Okay, my Bible says in Mark 16:17 that no deadly poison shall hurt me. So put it in me. It ain't going to hurt me at all in the name of Jesus." Now see, Mark 16:18. Oh, okay, yeah. What did I say? Oh, okay, Mark 16:18. Is that what that says? This thing, that scripture's been there all the time. Anybody in here ever been stung by a wasp? How many of you claimed that scripture when you got stung with a wasp? Hey, some of you did, praise God. But some of you didn't know it, did you? Some of you have been bitten by an ant or a bee or whatever, and you never stand on these promises because you don't know them. But when you know them, right down here in this pasture, right down here in this back 47 acres of land that I own, years ago, I was down there building fence on a Saturday, and I broke through a big bed of fire ants. Now, you know, them little black ants and that black dirt, you know, and if you've ever been stung by a fire ant, you know what happens. How many of you, anybody in here ever been stung by a fire ant? It wasn't funny, was it, honey?
Yeah, actually, that happened since I started coming here, and it's still there. There are about 15 bites, and when it happened, I called upon my friend.
Amen. Praise the Lord. See, that girl's learning the word of God, aren't you, girl? Praise God. But see, I was down in the dirt, and I got bit by thousands of them. They were all over me. I was down right in the grass, had my arms down in the dirt, and they just covered me in that black dirt. I couldn't tell they were crawling all over me. They got all over my face, on my neck, everywhere. And then all of a sudden, I don't know how they do that. One of them whistled, I guess. And they all stung at the same time. I don't know how they do that, but they all stung at the same time. And when they did, it's like you'd poured gasoline on me. I mean, I was burning all over, and I thought, what in the world is wrong with my skin? And I jumped up and looked, and I'm just working alive with these little black ants. They're all over me. I thought, my lens, I jerked her glove off. I throwed my hand up to heaven. I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, you made me a promise in Mark 16:18 that no deadly poison shall hurt me. I claim that verse by faith now in the name of Jesus." And bam, just like that, every ant on my body was blown off. And I didn't have a mark or a smark or a nothing. And I was perfectly as comfortable as I am right now. Isn't that amazing? Well, what did he say? What did he say? No deadly poison shall hurt you. Is that what he said? When we claim his promises by faith, what does he do? He shows up. The king shows up. See, now what if I hadn't known that? Well, just like this little lady, precious little lady over here, you didn't know it before either, did you? Ooh, if you hadn't known it that day, you'd have had all them bites on you, wouldn't you? And your pain had probably swelled up. But you claimed the promises of God too, didn't you, young lady? And it worked for you too, didn't it?
Absolutely.
See, God's word works. It works for us. Praise God. Did you have a statement, Joseph? Same thing. What a way. Praise the King. Amen. No deadly poison shall hurt you, and it shall not hurt them. You shall lay hands on the sick. And what will happen? Now, when's the last time you went in somewhere and laid hands on people and expected God to heal them? I was in a Baptist church here a while back. And I was walking down the hallway, and one of the men saw me and said, Thurman Scripture, come in here. I said, okay. He said, why is it that when you lay hands on the sick, they get healed? I said, well, when's the last time you laid hands on the sick and they got healed? He said, it ain't never worked for me. I said, when's the last time you laid hands on somebody and expected God to do something? He said, well, I ain't never done that. I said, so that's why you ain't never seen it. I said, God expects us to do something in faith. I said, when you lay hands on the sick, did he say you had to pray? What did he tell you to do to get somebody healed?
Lay hands on them.
Lay hands on them and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Is that what he said? So if you're experiencing any kind of a problem, you're at home and you're the wife. First of all, the thing that so many wives do, the wives pray for themselves and nothing happens. Do you know a wife can't pray for herself? You know God's word says, wives, submit yourself to your own husbands in all things. Do you know the scripture says that?
Yes.
Wives, submit yourselves. You know what submit means? Obey. Obey. Wives, obey your husbands in all things. Now, lots of girls don't like to hear that. They're just a little bit of rebellion in their heart. I got to obey him. Never. Well, you ain't going to get much with that kind of an attitude toward God. 1 Peter 3, I want to take you to 1 Peter 3, verse 1. I want to show you what God says there, because lots of women are sick because of this problem right here. 1 Peter 3, verse 1. Lots of women are sick and afflicted because they don't believe this problem. Now, if you're not married, you're okay. It's just between you and Jesus. You can go directly to the Father in the name of Jesus if you're not married. But if you are married, then you took on a new whole realm here that everything changes in your life. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wife. Now that means, girls, if your husband, if you get saved, or you happen to marry some guy and he wasn't saved, whenever he doesn't do something right, or he comes in drunk some night, you're not supposed to slap him in the face and call him a whatever. And a lot of Christian women do that. They hound them and pound them. What you need to do, you need to be in church. I will never get him in church. Never. Well, that ain't no way to do it. Only God can move on his heart. And only through your prayer for your husband and your sweet, loving, sweet conversation of love can you win that man over. When he comes in screaming and hollering at you, you just be loving and sweet. Somebody says, I can't do that. Well, okay, then you can't obey God. God tells you how to do it. He said in verse 2, while these men behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Let's see what verse 3 and 4 says. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or a putting on of apparel. In other words, if you're trying to move the world by your low-cut dress, by your fancy hairdos, by all the makeup you wear and all the gold and all the jewelry you're wearing, if you're trying to move some man with that, forget it. That's not the way a woman of God is supposed to draw attention to herself. A woman of God is supposed to draw attention to herself because of her sweet, kind, gentle spirit. You know, a woman that's beautiful within, that's the most beautiful woman there is. I mean, you find a man that's got one of those, that's sweet within, hey, you know, I mean, just like the other night, you know, my wife dresses up and, you know, we go places. But the other night I came in and she was just working, had on her old britches, you know, and she was running around and she was making DVD, had no makeup on or nothing. I run over to give her a hug and to kiss her and she said, "Oh, honey, I look awful." I said, "But I love you just like this. You're so beautiful." It's not the makeup that makes her attractive to me. It's that sweet, gentle spirit. You see where I'm coming from? If you got one of those, you got a good woman. It says, "But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit." Now, if you women have that meek and quiet spirit, or can you tell your husband how or where to get off if he does something wrong? Can you rise up and say, "Well, you ain't so hot yourself"? Any woman ever talk to your husband like that? Oh, don't tell me if you have. I don't even want to know it. But some have. See, that's not the spirit that moves God's hand. He says here, "But let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price." Now, do you want to be known to God as of great price? See, you got some requirements to get there. Verse 5 and 6. "And after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord." Lord? "Whose daughters you are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement." When's the last time your husband got all upset with you? And he's doing something and you're upset with him. And instead of being that retaliation spirit, you walk up and put your arms around him and said, "Honey, I want to thank God that you're my Lord. I love you." Ooh, when's the last time you did that to your husband?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "Best Benefit Package is Jesus," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.